Russia's prime minister survived a vote of no confidence. The motion in the 450-member lower house of the Russian parliament failed to muster the required majority of 226 votes. However, more deputies voted against the government than for it. Sponsors of the motion accused the government of mismanaging the country's economy. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
The rancor that preceded the no-confidence vote in the State Duma yesterday left no doubt that it is an election year in Russia.
Vladimir Radfaevich!
An unlikely brew of communists, nationalists, and Western-oriented liberals backed the no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Mikhail Kasyanov. The vote came just as the government was trumpeting its success. It said Russia's economy grew by a solid 7% during the first 5 months of the year. But communist leader Gennady Zyuganov and other critics say the growth is being fueled by an over-reliance on oil exports. They accuse the government of allowing a small clique of powerful magnates to monopolize Russian business. We're forced to live in a country which is only capable of exporting raw materials and manufactures almost nothing of its own, Zyuganov said. The Kasyanov government's economy is based on gas and oil pipes. Prime Minister Kasyanov often serves as a lightning rod, deflecting criticism away from the Kremlin and his boss, President Vladimir Putin. But Boris Nemtsov of the center-right Union of Right Forces Party insisted it's President Putin who should be removed from office. Kasyanov was appointed by Putin, and the Kremlin leader can remove him with the stroke of a pen. Let's be truthful about it, Nemtsov said. Political policy is directed by the Kremlin. Prime Minister Kasyanov decides nothing. Political analyst Andrei Ryabov of the Moscow Carnegie Center agrees that Prime Minister Kasyanov is largely irrelevant. Ryabov says Russia is more than a presidential republic.
Super-presidential republic. Or elected monarchy like some of my colleagues say.
Indeed, because of a pro-Kremlin majority in parliament, the no-confidence vote was doomed to failure. But in the end, it got more support than had been expected, falling 50 short of the 226 votes needed to pass. Kremlin loyalists like Deputy Parliament Speaker Lyubov Sliska slammed the motion as a cheap publicity stunt. This was nothing but a theatrical show put on by political corpses, Sliska said. But opposition figures portrayed it as a moral victory, and analyst Andrei Ryabov said it did serve the interests of anti-Kremlin forces.
Opposition to the government would like, in the final of the political season, try to demonstrate their oppositional approach and use it to mobilize their supporters.
By the time Parliament returns in the fall from a three-month holiday, voters will be inundated with election campaigning. A parliamentary vote takes place in December, and although he has yet to announce his candidacy, President Putin is widely expected to seek re-election in a presidential contest scheduled for March of next year. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.